Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. I'd like for you to set some time apart to read a book entitled Beyond Freedom and Dignity, Beyond Freedom and Dignity by B.F. Skinner, Byron F. Skinner. He was an American psychologist. And this particular book was published in 1971. In this particular book, Skinner argued that entrenched belief in free will and moral autonomy, or the moral autonomy of the individual, which Skinner refers to as dignity, hinders the prospect of using scientific methods to modify behavior for the purpose of building a happier and better organized society. And so Beyond Freedom and Dignity may be summarized as an attempt to promote Skinner's philosophy of science, the technology of human behavior, his conception of determinism, and what Skinner calls cultural engineering. The book, once again, is entitled Beyond Freedom and Dignity. And also, I would like for you to read Walden 2, another book by B.F. Skinner. There are several books. There is Science and Human Behavior, but I would like for you to read Beyond Freedom and Dignity and Walden 2. I would like for you to read these two books because you would get an idea of what's going on today in American culture. Also, another book that would greatly help in understanding what's going on in today's culture is The Ghost in the Machine. And also, True Believer. Very important books written years ago, but they would help you to understand the behavioral engineering that is currently going on in the West, in America. And B.F. Skinner built his reputation with the Skinner Box. He worked with rats, and it was from rat behavior that he devised his philosophy, and hence the term ratomorphic man. So understand the ethical, the moral leap that he had to do. And instead of saying how like a god man is, in Skinner's mind, it was how like a rat. So these books are important for a foundational understanding of why we see groups pitted against one another in what we are witnessing. Mind control technology. Professor Delgado in the 70s planted a radio in a bull's head and controlled this bull through this radio that had been implanted in his brain. So Also, there are other things that happened in the 70s and that laid the groundwork for what is going on in society today. The think tanks use this research. They fund this research on what Skinner did and other things that we're not allowed to know and we won't ever know. But a lot of things came out in the 70s, a lot of technologies that are now being used on people today. I had a friend who was at the University of San Francisco in the 70s. He was cloning the asparagus at that time. I read an article by another scientist who was doing work on self-replicating computers used on the backs of E. coli. So a lot of things went on and a lot of discoveries that we will never know the application, but I want you to know this because I'm presenting over against Rhizomorphic Man and the scientific determinism or behavioral behavioral determinism of Skinner, in which the ghost in the machine has been exorcised. That is, there's no soul. There's only the mechanical organism. And he had a saying that went, to man as man, we say good riddance or goodbye. What is the application of the gospel to this type of culture, we say postmodern culture? What is it? Where does the gospel fit in? And where does God's word fit into this culture in which there has been a combined truncated gospel of God who cannot save, a God who that is preached in churches, a counseling has taken over the pulpit instead of the word of God. And it is the word of God that saves. It is the good news of Jesus that sets us free. So I'm going to spend the rest of the time in Luke's gospel, Luke the physician. And this is what he writes, both the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts, to another woman by the name of Theophilus. This is what Luke the physician writes in chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Now, the word here that's been translated eyewitnesses is, we get our word autopsy. Our English word autopsy comes from this particular word. And in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 18, we have recorded Jesus preaching his first sermon at home, and he speaks from the Gospel of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord, this is verse 18, is upon me because he hath anointed me to herald the gospel to the poor, that is, to the oppressed, the disillusioned, and the begging ones. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted or the shattered in heart, to preach deliverance, that word should be forgiveness, to preach forgiveness to the captives. Now, this word captives in the Greek is from a word that means taken in war at the point of a spear. taken in war at the point of a spear. And this, I might add, is my definition of addiction. I didn't find one in psychology. I found a worthwhile definition for addiction for me in God's Word and for my counseling practice. And recovering of sight to be spiritually blind, to sit at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus summarizes his ministry in verse 18. This is why he is the great physician. He is the holistic physician. He is the great physician who understands that man is not mind and body, but that man is what? We are soma psyche, or psyche soma. There is the soul and there is the body, the soma. What goes on in the soul, whether good or bad, manifests itself through the body. So the biblical view of man is holistic. It is not divided as in Cartesian dualism. There is no division in man. He is one. He is unity. He's a unified, unitary being. So we have these very interesting terms. Then he, that Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils or demons and to cure diseases. The word diseases here is gnosis, which you get our English word, pathology, N-O-S-O-F-G, which is the classification of diseases. In Matthew 4:23, we have a very interesting word also, Matthew 4:23. And we read, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness, and all manner of diseases among the people." Now, here, verse 3, the word that's translated as disease, malachia, which is soft, from the last of the soft. And so it refers to men, meaning effeminacy or delicacy within the soul of a man. And so this is very important to note, because the gospel is comprehensive. Salvation saves the entire person. Jesus says God understands the ruin within the lives of an individual through sin. Man is not a thing to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have eternal life. And Skinner's rhetoric psychology, man is a thing to be manipulated and controlled. Martin Luther, we read, "I vow," refers to the preciousness of the personality. Then there's "I get," which refers to the things of God. Skinner, man is a thing. God, he is the precious one. The pain redeemed through the blood of his Son. And he thinks, "I am not to Josiah, but to the flesh here."